Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love to you all, the wonderful listeners of the Talk Up with Trina podcast. This is your fabulous host. It's me, it's Trina. Thank you for joining me here today on this very sweltering, hot Monday, July the 2nd, 2018. And I am podcasting from beautiful Edgewood, Maryland, where I am inside the house. Staying away from that heat. Well, we are expecting temperatures over 103 to 105 degrees today. So please, if you're in a state where the weather is very, very hot today, please be mindful of your elderly neighbors and friends and anybody that may be vulnerable to this heat. It is hot out there. Limit your outdoor activities, use sunscreen, drink plenty of water. All right, now back to the podcast. Well, anyway, I woke up this morning, and as you heard in my intro song, Manic Monday, feeling very overwhelmed, and that is usually just not me. I am a busy person, but don't generally get overwhelmed. But the day I just woke up feeling like panic, like everything seems like it's, what do I do now? What do I do next? And it's just hard to focus on what to do, causing mania in my life. And I, for one, I can't have that. So there are a multitude of things that could cause us to be having a manic Monday. Maybe we took off. We were off on the weekend. We haven't heard any alarms. Now the alarms are ringing. The children need to go somewhere because they're out of school, or you have to give them directions if they're older so that they can mind the younger ones while you go to work. You have to go and deal with your coworkers, dealing with people in general. That can just cause you great anxiety. You know, you have to get to work, get to those meetings, pick up where you left off on Friday. Some of you might not even have left off on Friday, may have even worked all weekend and still have to go back to all of this mess on Monday. Traffic and bills and assignments and etc. So many things that can go on in our life to cause us to have that manic Monday. But I was not having it. Was not having it at all. So I go to my go-to, my all-in-all, my rock, my shield. I go to God. I say, I can't be manic. I'm a child of the King. Peace be within me. So I have decided what I am going to read next. I have found a little book called The Prayer That Changes Everything. And it's a book of prayers, and it's written by Stormy O'Martin. So I will start my reading of that today. And as we go, by the time I finish this podcast, I pray that I can turn this Manic Monday, for whoever may be having a Manic Monday, show you how we can make it a lovely day. This is a day that the Lord has made, and that's what it's going to be, not a Manic Monday. So please stay tuned for my Prayer That Changes Everything reading, and today's reading will be Because He's My Creator. Thank you so much, and I will be back very shortly. Because He is My Creator. Oh Lord, thank You that You created me and gave me life. You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. Psalms 139 and 13. I praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works, and that my soul knows very well. Psalms 139 and 14. I praise You that I was created for good things. Help me to be renewed in the image of You, my Creator. Colossians 3 and 10. I know you made me to be so much more than I am now, and that you will help me become all you created me to be. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, Colossians 1 and 15. So as I reflect back and in my prayer note, I have that I like the reassurance that I was made to be so much more than I am now. And that, my friends, stands true, not just for Old Testament, not just for New Testament, but for current times. The living and breathing Word of God is good for all times to help us and to guide us. So the mere fact that I am reassured that I am wonderfully made just makes me so proud. So proud to be a child of the King. If he made me so fearlessly and wonderfully, would he not have my best interests at heart? Everything that we go through, from the stressors to the blessings, to the love we receive, to the negative feedback and things that we get, is all for our design, for our good. Intentionally placed in our lives so that we can evolve into the beings that God created us to be. How awesome is that? How awesome is it to know that someone cared for you so much to design you as beautiful as you are, your beautiful one and only self. Also in my notes, I have that I am happy to know that each day I am growing closer to my destiny, and that there can be no ifs, ands, or buts about that, and that nothing can stop me from reaching my destiny. I praise you, God, that I was created for good things. In my destiny, there are good things. There are good things in yours. He made us to be so much more. And we need to focus on being more. Not focusing on what's negative, but focusing on what's positive. There are so much more positive things that may not even seem like positive things. Doors that are closed that may be closed because God just doesn't want you to enter that door right now because it wouldn't be for your good. So think about God knows what we can and cannot bear, and he's not going to give us more than that. And I am resting assured in that fact and that fact alone, that I will never be overwhelmed as long as I stay rested in my Lord and Savior, my Creator, and I will praise him because he is my Creator. So as a result of that, as a result of my meditation, as a result of me going to my go-to, to my God, to my rock, sword, and shield, and asking him to take this mania away from me, it's not like you. So I decided that I wasn't going to have a manic Monday. This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. I thank God for this awesome heat. I thank God for the air conditioner that he has given me so that I don't have to endure the heat. And I just bless his holy name for changing my manic Monday into a marvelous Monday. So that's what I've decided to do. So you make your decision. And I pray that you will make the same one. That you will take that mania that the enemy has planted into you to cause you to be distracted and turn it into marvelicity, if there is such a word, for God. Marvelous Monday. Manic Monday or Marvelous Monday? You decide. I've made my choice. Now you make yours. Thank you so much for listening. You are awesome. And I thank God for placing each and every one of you in my life, because if it weren't a necessary placement, then you wouldn't be here. So I thank him for you. I thank you for obeying his command to be here. And I thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Toodaloo.